We hear from Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, iniquity, shame, and forsakenness, these summarize the status of the one who is not walking in the way of the Lord, who is not trusting, believing, receiving the Word of God. Therefore, throughout this longest of the Psalms, we are directed again and again to that Word of God, the Word that is our lamp, that which gives light and understanding to the simple, to us. This Word of God, which brings relief from iniquity, shame, and forsakenness, from our sins against God and neighbor, from despair, from abandonment, this Word is not a series of to-do lists which we follow to achieve a level of holiness for God's approval. Rather, this Word of God brings comfort, provides relief, delivers us from affliction, and revives us because it gives us Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is made our own in the very midst of our troubles. He does not wait for us to climb out of the depths of despair on our own before giving us a helping hand for the last few feet. No, He, our Savior, goes to the depths from which we cry out for help and undergoes the very sorrows and burdens which come upon us in our human frailty and sin. In fact, Jesus goes through the very abandonment by God which we deserve because of our rebellion against God. It is Jesus who said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" To understand that is to begin to understand not only the severe and eternal consequences demanded of each of us, but even more, the great mercy and grace of God, who so loved this world that he sent his Son to be our substitute. So that we may receive this great gift of Jesus Christ and all his benefits for us, we are thereby directed here in the psalm to that thing only which delivers to us that gift, the Word. In and by that Word alone, we are blessed. There we are given certainty in our afflictions and victory in our temptations, for there we have Christ as our own. This is the great Reformation principle, understood and confessed by Martin Luther and the other confessors of the 16th century. This principle finds what is probably its most pointed expression in our Lutheran confessions, especially the small called articles where we read, "In these matters which concern the external spoken word, we must hold firmly to the conviction that God gives no one his spirit or grace except through or with the external word which comes before. Thus we shall be protected from the enthusiasts, that is, from the spiritualists, who boast that they possess the spirit without and before the word, and who therefore judge, interpret, and twist the scriptures or spoken word according to their pleasure." Luther, the author of that confession, included that same conviction in a sermon. The external word and way is useful and necessary to restrain our heart so that it does not wander, but fixes its thoughts to the letter, just as our hand grabs a tree or a wall, so that we not slide too far and go astray in our thinking. That is what our fanatics lack when they think that their high spiritual thoughts are a sign that they have made it and are too conceited to see that without the Word, with its message about the way of the cross, Their knowledge leads them astray. Our hearts and minds are so twisted by sin that we need this external word of God more than we can imagine. And so we're directed back to that word. In that word, we find from God himself just what our real condition is. Sin turned from God, rebellious, no one doing good. Yet that judgment of God, the condemnation of the law, is that which throws into stark relief the mercy of God, the blessed gospel. The gospel, revealed only in Holy Scripture, brings to us just who it was that while we were yet sinners, became one of us and went to the cross, the shameful tree of death, that you and I might live. That one is Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, the one who truly is the light that has come into the world, the one who is the way, the one who is resurrection and eternal life. One cannot understand the Lutheran Reformation if one does not, on the one hand, see revealed in God's word the great depravity of all mankind, conceived and born in sin, which is justly subject to death, and on the other hand, believe the great and free gift of salvation provided by the grace of God alone, in Christ alone, brought to us by Scripture alone and received by faith alone. We will always be struggling against the old Adam within us, our sinful nature, which wants nothing to do with God or his way or his word or his truth. This sinful nature must be drowned and die, a daily task achieved by the power of God in holy baptism and in his powerful word. This sinful nature cannot merely be tamed. It must die, and that happens through the law. You do rebel. You do fear, love, and trust things other than God. You neglect your neighbor and think too much of yourself. Your help then is found not in more effort on your part to do better or believe better, for you cannot. Our help is in God only, his word of the gospel, his truth, his way of life, Jesus Christ. God does not utterly forsake us. He is here today. As we gather around his holy word, he speaks to us now as we hear his word. He is not far from us, but is present, giving the glad tidings of the forgiveness of your sins. You need not wonder what God thinks of you. You have his word, his promises. In Christ, you have no iniquity, no reason for shame, no threat of abandonment. That is what God's word gives to you now. Believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.